We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Ahu de Omar lechavre, my boyis b'hayara. A guy goes over to his friend and says, "What are you doing in my property?" Amalei minoch zevinta v'hashtara. I bought it from you, and right here is my star. Right here is my star. And he doesn't have a chazaka, but he has a star this time. So he says, "Look, I have a star. That's what I'm doing here. You sold it to me. I have even a star." So the original owner says, "Shtar zayfi." That's a forged star, and it's a void in the Rashbam that he could have been mekayin the star, even though it was a forged star. So Amalei shtar zayfi. The guy said that's a forged star. So gochin lochus le rabba. So the baldin, the machzik, who's not here for 3 years, bent down and whispered to Rabba, who's the dayan, says, "In, he's right. Shtar zayfi. It's a forged star." I really had a good star and it got lost. I'll bring this star in order to have something. So he could have been quiet because he would have been believed. Why? Because he can make a kiyum on the star. Now, how is it possible to have a kiyum on a star? Taka was a zayif for this. So how is he going to have a kiyum on a star? So Rashbam has three pshatim how it's possible. One pshat in the Rashbam is that this was a star amono. Sometimes people write a star with edim, and it's real edim, that this property is his just so he get a mortgage. You know, he wants to get a loan. He wants to take a big loan, so he wants to show that he's very worth a lot of money. So he gets a star that, you know, he owns a certain building. But it's not really his. It's called star mono. The guy trusts him. So maybe it was one pshat of star mono. Second pshat in the Rashbam is that it was taka mezuyif, but it was such a good ziyif, such a good forgery, that the edim themselves would say that it's their signatures. And the third shot is that he had the Adam that were lying, they could do the kiyum. He had part of the deal was, the contract with them, to sign it and be Mekayim the star, the two Adam. So therefore, he had a way to make kiyum stars. So he bent down to Rabbi and said, "You true, it's really stars. I had a different star." Now, he has a migu, could have been quiet. Omar Rabba, Maloy le Shaker, Iboy Omalei, Star Malayu. So Rabbi says, he has a migu, Pashto migu. He would have been quiet, he would have got it. So here, the Pashto Migu, he could have been quiet and say, it's a star Malyu. He was maskim, it's not. And with that, he's saying, that had a different star. So he could have been maskim and stay and have a Migu and say, star Malyu. So that was Rabbi's Taina. Amalei Rav Yosef, Amai Samchis, a high star Chasba Vamu. Rav Yosef says that you are not Nemo with this Migu. Why? Because my star is a Chasba Vamu. Now what is Pshat Rav Yosef? Sounds like Rabbi is a very good migu. What is Pshat Rav Yosef? This is a good shaila. So Rashbam says a pshat. So we have to read the Rashbam inside, because that's the only way to say over the pshat, and then we'll speak over the kashas on the pshat. But let's read the Rashbam inside. Divrei Maskal Maika Samchas Ahai Shtar. This is Rav Yosef's title. Really, everyone understands the migu, right? No one needs help with Rabbi, right? Rabbi says that's a migu. He could have been quiet, and he would have won the case.
Say migu when the guy is knitting his lines?
Yeah, why not?
He's lying.
What? He's not lying anymore. He could have lied.
He's a knitted
chak. He could have stuck with his lie.
It's
a nice title, but he could have stuck with his lie. If he's a real chak and he was stuck with his lie, he didn't stick with it. He felt bad. So Maisa could have stuck with his lie. So he would have been quiet. He would have won. So now he's believed to say it. A different star. That's what Rabbi says. Sounds good. Rav Yosef says no. Zok the Rash, the Rashbam, Amayka Samchis a Haishtara, Doshtei Chazaka Lekka, he has no Chazaka. V'Haishtara Chas Balma, this star he's holding is a piece of worthless piece of paper. V'Kivin the Oidi, this is Moid that's worthless, worthless. V'Loi Domi L'Shamar L'Shaker, it's not similar to other Migus, Shavi Gemara, because there's a Shtei Tainis Yochalis Emes. Both Tainis could be Emes. Oysa Shu Toyin, the one that he's saying, but Oysa Shu Yochalit Toyin, the one he could have Tainit, V'Loi Toyin. So first of all, the Rashbam says a chiddush ready that usually amigo, both of them could be true. The amino amigo of a hacha domi lemalu shakem makam edim. This is similar to lemalu shakem makam edim. Shrei kol koychay v'cheskasa v'karkazu. His whole koych is like they high staro. This star that's false. Veich nem lemalu shakem star zeh. How can you say lemalu shakem is a star? Iboy amar star malu v'leimoy the star possible. But those malu makam domi. So Rashbam is a pella. Rashbam is saying that. Both tainas have to be MS. And here it's a migu makam edim. What's migu makam edim? The taina I could have stuck with. Even though usually a migu makam edim is the taina I'm saying now. Here, the Tana, I could have said, is a connected eight, because I mean, Moed is not good. As I state in Rashbam, that's no good. And everyone asks on this, what could be wrong with that? Everyone asks on this Rashbam, I don't understand, that you still have a migu. Every migu is like that. I could have said that Taina. Even though Taina is not true, if I wanted to lie, I said it was that Taina. So I wonder what Rashbam is talking about. So the Rosh in the back says a little bit of pshat in the Rashbam, and he says that the minoch zavinte v'hai shtara all geknipt and gebinden. They're tied together. He said, I bought it from you and I said the shtar. That's the first thing he said. Once he's moida, that the shtar is not good, it's kilu is moida, I didn't buy it from you already. So that's the lumdus why it's not believed as migmak beidim, because the minoch zavinte got slugged up. As I said, it's a shvar pshat. So now, all the pshat point this. Tosis over here says it's not a pshat. Tosis, one pshat Tosis has is, it's, and Tosis himself says, the Gemara doesn't sound like that, that Rav Yosef's tain is migu lahaitzi. That the machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef is, if you can say migu lahaitzi. Here, this migu is being moitzi the karka from the friend. The friend's really marikama. You have no chazaka. You have no shtar. The migu is being lahaitzi. Maybe you don't say migu lahaitzi. Rabba says you say migu lahaitzi. Rav Yosef says you don't say migu lahaitzi. So now, the achrayim of Avarn, we know a lot of times don't say migu lahaitzi. So it says, no, here, it's what's found in Rabbah. Here it's a little better than a regular migu, because here is Ibayu Shaskis, a much easier migu. If it would have been quiet, I could have got it. And therefore, it's a better migu, it could be migu lahaitzi. But Taisi says, Gemara doesn't sound like that. So Taisi has two other pshatim. I'm not sure if I say them, because I don't know if the Olam is keeping up. The Olam wants to hear the other pshatim. So here are two pshatim so far. The Rashbam pshat is a very fair pshat. Then we have Taisi's pshat migu lahaitzi. He says, Gemara doesn't say it. So we'll say one pshat, because it's very similar to Moishi's Taina. Another pshat that Tosfos says is that the reason why Rav Yosef doesn't like the migu is because the whole migu only happened if he lied first. This migu, he taka lied first. He had a lie first to make the whole migu. He walked in and said, this paper is a star. And it's not true. Since he had to lie first, that's why it's worse. And that's another pshat on Tosfos, and the Rosh brings down the pshat also. That's a few of them pshat in this Gemara. So we have now another Gemara, which is exact Gemara as before, just not with a karka, but with money. The exact Gemara. So think about all the migu stuff. It's all the same next Gemara. Ahud Amal Chavre. A guy tells his friend, "Havli may Zuz Maskina Bach. Can I have 100 zuz that you owe me? Vahashtar, here's my star that you owe me $100." Amalei. So the fellow said, "Star Zayfu. That's a forged star. I don't owe you a penny." Star Zayfu. Gach and Lachos the Rabba. So the guy bent down to Rabba. Says, "You know, in Star Zayfu, he's right. It's not a good star, and it's a false star." Forged star, miu shtora ma'al yahavli v'irkus. But I had really a good star and I lost it. But I mean, inket hayviyodi koldu, and I thought, hold this, try with this. Omer Rabbi, Rabbi says, ma'al yishake, boy omer lo yishtar ma'al yu. He could have kept this as a star ma'al yu. Why? Because he could have been mekayim the star. So he wins that he gets $100. Omer Rabbi Yosef, amayka samchis a hay shtora chasba ba'amuhu. What are you being samich on? This star is a paper, and it's not a migu. Why is it not a migu? Either migu lahaitzi, or because he had to lie first, or like the Rashbam says, because it's called migu makamedim, and the pot, and it's all kiknipt and gebinden, the taino of you owe me $100 together with the star, and once I buy the star, it's no good. So same machlokes here. We have machlokes by karka, by mari kama. We have machlokes by money. Rabban Vez, who do you pass like? Omar Avigdi Ba'oven, Hilchasokavah say the Rabba Ba'ara. By the property, we go like Rabba, that the machzik wins. The guy with the star wins. You go with the migu. The Hilchasokavah say the Rav Yosef Bezuzi. So Gemara explains, Hilchasokavah say Ba'ara, Hechad Kama Ara Tekum. Whoever's holding the Ara now gets it. Hilchasokavah say the Rav Yosef Bezuzi, the Hechad Kama Zulukmi. The guy who holding the money, holds the money. Basically, what we're saying is it's Safakuda Paskin like, a Rabba or Rav Yosef. So you go Basa, the Muchzik right now. Buy the money, the guy who supposedly owes the money is holding on to the money. He wins. So therefore, Rav Yosef is right over here. The guy with the Migu is not winning. I hold on the money. By the case of the Ara, Rabba said, Rabba wins. Rabba is a lot of shoe. The guy who's Machzik on there wins. You're going to ask me a Kasha, who's the Muchzik by the Karka? The guy sitting there, he doesn't have a chazak gimoshanim. The chayr is a marikama. Don't you always go about the marikama? So why is the guy sitting on it now called a muchzik? So Tosfos asks his kasha. And Tosfos says that you only zetza marikama when you don't know what's going on. You're misupik about it. But if it's a sveke the dina, then you don't go about the marikama, you go about the muchzik. So these are explanations. What's pshat? So put on your lamashah caps a little bit. that here the Rambam remembers from Yeshiva this word, that the pshat like this, that Mari Kama is more like a chazaka de Mikara. Chazaka de Mikara means that we don't really think it belongs to Mari Kama. We have no reason to think that that's what belongs to Mari Kama. No cheshbin. Just you go by what always was. Keep it going. So that only works, Mari Kama, when you don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. You say, you know, it's probably stayed the same way. But here, you know something happened, but you have a sveika de dina, who the halach is like. So there, you can't be sveika on Mari Kama. Huh? We know, the guy's claiming he bought it, he has a migu, and he's claiming that the star is Zaifa. So something's going on here. So the reason why we're not taking it away from him, not because we don't know what's going on. We have a suffix and then. Do you go bust a migu haitzi or not? So there already, you need more of a raya, like a muxi gets a raya. So then you go bust who's holding on right now, that's more of a whoever's in his hand, that's more of a you go bust a muxik, then you can't be mighty. Whoever's holding it is holding it. You don't go bust like what was, because what was. It's not a shayla. That's the way the explain it. Man, I'm explaining so great. You have to. I'm not a tefker rebbe, but you have to explain it in a yeah. Yeah, but this is the word. You have to work this out. The chazaka the mikar. The very important taisis is that you don't say the mari kama when it's a sveika the dina. That's the word. Taisis and the lumbus is the way I explained it. If you didn't get it, it's my fault. Okay, akaponim. We have here a suffik we paskin karaba and Rav Yosef, and we're saying that we go basar muksik. Therefore, where by money the person with the money holds the money, and by arrow whoever's sitting squatting on the arrow right now gets the arrow. Nugumar. Ahu arva, there was an arev, and should not get confused with a sugi later on. Ahu arva, which means a ship. So this is ahu arva, and that will like read ahu arva. Well, when's a ship, and when this is an arev. Arev means a cosigner. So here we're talking about a cosigner who the malva had a right to go to this cosigner first to collect the money for whatever reason. Either it was arev kablin, or that's they made up. So ahu arva, the omale loiva havli meizuzi the prati la malva yoloich bahashdara. The Arav comes over to the Leiva. This was after his man was due. He says, by the way, Leiva, here's a chayin. You know, you owed the yen of money. I paid it. I was the co-signer. I paid the money. And he gave me the star. So now I'm holding on to the star. You owe me money. I need my money back. You know, it's a shayganuk shayin ready. I want my $100. V'hash star, here's my star. Amalei. So the Leiva said, la praticha, I paid you back already. Omar, you're right, but lav hadash, you took it right back from me. He said, you know, you need it. You paid me, but then you took it right back. What's the law here? Because here we have an Arav holding on to a star, and the loiva claims he paid. So the shaila is the star bottle already or not? The shaila is, since he agrees he paid, but he said you took it right back, is the star already considered paid up or not? Because here, maybe, since you took a right back the money, the loiv took the money right back, it's ki loiv put in a dummy, and you have to pay. Or, huh?
Because you have Rubin Shimon Levi.
Right.
Rubin was the original Ba'or of the Leiva, Shimon was the Ba'ba, and Levi's
the Arab, yeah.
Who
belonged to Rubin? Levi belonged to Rubin.
Yeah.
Rubin said, I paid you. And Levi says, you know, you're right, you paid me back, but you took a right back from me.
What do you mean the Arab?
This is a story. This is a story. This was a story here. That came back for the Arav. Right, but he's saying the Malva could have a star. The Malva would have. The Malva.
The Malva and the Levin came back to the Levin.
So we know a star is loved by a parah. Any chay is loved by, huh?
If that would be a case with the star between the Malva and the Levin. In this case, the star is not between the Malva and the Levin.
The star is Malva Levin. So you want to know why the star worked for the Arav? So why is Shtar work for the Arav? So the Teretz is, the Shtar works for the Arav, two Pshat. I mean, the Rosh has either said the Arav's name in the Shtar as well, or is talking about a case where the Malva was makne the Shtar to the Arav with Baksiva and Mesira. It was like Ilu, he sold him the Shtar. So he has the Shtar now, it belongs to him, that Shtar. And the question is, this is a story. You ask why did I say by Arav? It's a very good question. Could have said the same story with the Malva and the Leiva, but a punk was by Arav because that was a story. It was a Hu Arva. It wasn't the Gemara to make it up. It was, huh?
Different. Mishnah, I think, the Shtar said that Reuven lent Shimon money.
Right.
And now we're claiming it's the second loan that Reuven lent Levi lent Reuven.
Right. So I answered that, right? So it said Levi's name in the Shtar as well.
It didn't say that he lent him the money.
No, Arav is like he lent the money. Same thing. Arav is like he lent the money. Arav is Kilu lent the money. Or the law is that you could buy someone's Shtar, and then Kilu lent you the money. And that's the second Shtar.
It
makes a difference. You don't say it in Shtar. If I buy you, if someone owes you money, I buy the Shtar, then they have to pay me mamash mid all dinim. So yeah, it makes a difference what it says. No, the part is that you didn't pay up the Shtar. The part is the Shtar was never paid up. That's the bottom line. So look, I was trying to read the Rashbam for 10 minutes. Let me read the Rashbam. Oidilma, Makamaka invoiduhu, Shapara, the Kaimel on Star Shalava, Vaipara, in a Kaiser, Vaiva, by Skarnikos, Shabudo, Vaistar Kasbama. The other side is the Mice said paid it up. The Loch is a star that he paid up, in a Kaiser, Vaiva, because Karnikos, Shabudo. So that's the Shiloh. So I think they can have the same question by Malva, 100%, mask of 100%, because it's the same. If you give it and take it right back, like a Mechatarius, you never paid up. And therefore, the question is, the Star still have validity or not? That's the question. And it was a story by our. He gave him my shokle abaye my to buy my shokle abaye my to buy. What's your question? Ha'iu da'amar. You said hilchasuk vaseid the rabba ba'aro hilchasuk vaseid the vayisa mezuzi. The heichad ukma zuzi look me. Wherever the zuzi is, you leave it there. So here, since it's a suffix, we're not sure what to do. So we leave it by the muksik. Who's the muksik here? The leiva. And the leiva does not have to pay. We're not sure because we're not sure the halach here. You keep by the leiva. That's only if the Arav is tiny and you took it back and borrowed from me. I gave the money back right away, machbas, to have a shayfer of a sumki, because the money was rubbed out, or sumki means it was the nechayshus, the copper was red already, because it wasn't good money. He says, the only time we have a sugi over here is only in a case where, the only time we have a sugi over here is only in a case where the shaila was, did he pay back for real? Then he borrowed it back. So there, we could say the shtar is bottle. But if the arev is saying that you pay me money, I took one look at the money, I said, here, take it back. It's not good money. It's shayfi for sumki. Rub that money or red money. And I gave it right back to you, then it's pasha that it's not nimchal shabudai, the shtar still works, even though I gave you the money. The whole shaila is where he gave you money and he took it right back. It's a case where the loiva, the case just make it more like balabatish, is the Arab came up to the loiva and said, I need my money right now. So loiva goes to his safe, takes out the money and gives it to him. Then he says to him, you know what? In the same sitting, he says, you know what? I'm making chasana tomorrow. Give me the money. I have the money. See, I gave it to you. I need the money tomorrow. Just got to have another week. And he took it back. That was the story. And that's the shaila. Is that nimchal shibudai or not? Oh, so everyone's asking, yeah, it was nimchal shibuda. I'm not asking that. That's some other kasha, but that's not a kasha that belongs to the malva. The arav has it now, for whatever reason. It belongs to the arav, the star. The star is gilu, the arav have it. The question was nimchal shibuda. The chari paid it back. What's the shayla like use the star? Teretz is like a mech toyas. I never really paid it back. The minute I paid it back, I took it back. That's the shayla. But Zot Gemara, in the case was a real mech toyas, that the arav is tithing, the money wasn't good, and I gave it right back to you, then lekuli alma was not nimchal shibuda on the star. And there, it wouldn't be a shayla. In the other case, we'll talk go bus in a muchzik with a loyal win, because, like Gemara said before, you go bus in a muchzik.